Mamish, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, how much I look forward to this time together, this time in the week, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh with such special chevra, Hilga Tzadikim, who understand what Shabbos is, understand what Torah is, understand what Yiddishkeit is. Emes, you know, some weeks are sometimes challenging, dealing with a lot. These days, even in personal life, as the chevra knows, and this week also, you know, the seniors had senior trip. Usually I'm on senior trip. This year I couldn't go on senior trip to be with my wife. So I didn't give over too much Torah this week in the sense of giving shir. I didn't have shir this week, really. And whenever you're giving Torah, it's a lot of chizik. It's a lot of argashas aleiv. And to be able all week still to look forward to this time together that we have every week. So it's a schus. It's a schus to be together. It's a schus to learn Torah together. And as you saw tonight, we'll be starting for the summer. We'll see how late and how often we go in the summer. We'll see, sure, for the next few weeks, and then we have to see if the chevra, as far as July and August, how many people are around. And we'll figure that out. Usually, I haven't, many summers I haven't been around. It's the first summer I'll be around. We'll be in Hask one night a week for the chevra in Hask, but also should be here most Thursday nights. So, Amir Tashem, we'll have to figure that out starting, I guess, July. But definitely through June, we'll share Thursday nights and do it a little earlier, like now. Before we begin, all the chizik, all the Torah, all the service tonight, first of all, is being sponsored anonymously for Refu Shalema, for Yaakov and Sarah. Hopefully we've all been davening for Yaakov and Sarah. Yaakov and Sarah, I know some of you don't know who he is, but trust me, he's a tzaddik, he's an ish chesed, he's a very special person to me, in many, many ways, and it's Refuos and Yeshuos, and I hope he's in all of our tefillos and all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Siris tonight. And for those who listen, it should be a big schos for his Refuah. Refu Shalema, Sirs Toivos, Bekarov, Sirs Sharchel Yisrael. And also for Lili Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael, it should be a big schos for his Neshama. It should be a big Maiz Yosef for his beautiful family. Many of us are very close to until we're so you could be dancing together with Michel Sakenu, Bimhera Bimen. Before we get to what I wanted to discuss tonight, I have to share a story. I just have to. Sometimes something happens and it's meant to be told over. Just to build the feeling of Mikamcha Yisrael, which I've been feeling a lot lately, especially since everything I've been going through with my wife, Baruch Hashem. She's doing great. Definitely been a few harder days as far as just pain management. But I had something incredible happen just minutes ago, literally minutes ago. And it's something just, it's not a miraculous story, but it's a story that I think we all can connect to and just remind us of the schus it is to be a Yer Ashreichem Yisrael. The schus that each and every one of us has. That sometimes we take for granted. And sometimes we don't think about enough. Just, what a schus, geschmack to be a yid. It's an amazing schus, and we have to be thankful, give our karsa tov to the Eibishter. So as I said, Shandy over the last couple of days, specifically, for whatever reason, we're trying to figure out, has had pretty serious pain. Pretty serious pain, much more than she had the last couple of weeks. And Baruch Hashem, nobody's nervous, everything Baruch Hashem, you know, as we said, Baruch Hashem, the surgery went beautifully and perfectly and should only continue and continue to refuos and yeshuos. And seems to be, from being in the doctors, is somewhat normal. And people go through different recoveries and different ways and ups and downs and whatever it might be. And she's having, definitely the last few days, more and more pain. So tonight we had senior dinner with Chevra from DRS. Some of you, it seems like they canceled your senior dinner that year, but Lamaisa. Nice, we have senior dinner. Senior dinner is a very special night. It's like a whole very long event. The first couple hours of senior dinner is just the seniors with the Hanhola and the senior Abayim, and every senior shares their most inspirational moment in high school and some humorous stuff. It's very nice. And then the parents come and there's a bio, there's a blurb that's read about every single Talmud that eventually goes in the yearbook that us, the Abayim, pretty much write. And then we have tanzing at the end. And it's a very long night. It's such a long night. I'm usually very busy to give over 5-6 hours of my night. Especially, it's usually right after senior trip. I want to spend a few minutes with my family, see my kids a little bit, other responsibilities. So what I usually do, I go for the first part of the dinner. And with the seniors for the inspirational moments and to be there with them, which is more intimate and very special. And the middle part with the parents when they're reading about each guy, so I wrote enough of those and read through enough of those. And I don't need to be there when they read them, right? Like, nobody knows if I'm there or not there during that time anyway. So I kind of like sneak out for those couple hours and spend some time with the family and do whatever other achrayas I have. And then I get back for the tanzi. Okay, you don't have to be enforcing that, although maybe that's now enforcing to the world. It is what it is. Anyways, Lamaisa. So that's what I did tonight. It was a very beautiful night. And I'm at the tanzing, and I mean, I'm dying. I don't know, I'm not that young anymore. You know, like, literally, you know, when you're dancing for already 30, 40 minutes straight. You know, the chasana, so Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of chasanas. I have many, many more chasanas. And a chasana, so these days, like, okay, I give my all when I'm in with the chasana. And the rest of the time, you can go slow, you can take a break, you don't have to, right? Enough of the chevr is into it the whole time. I don't have to be into it the whole time. I try to be, don't get me wrong, but I'm here with the chevr and tamidim, dancing with each one in the middle, and lamaisa, so it's I'm dying. I don't know if I was coughing for like a half hour afterwards. No breath. I gotta get back in shape. What?
Was there?
You were there?
It was the air.
Yeah. I know. I said the chevr's gonna think it's the air. Whatever. The air. We'll tie that in later a little bit, hopefully. Everything has to do with the parasha. But then I see, so I was checking my phone every once in a while because of my wife and seeing if she needs me anytime these days. I check my phone more than usual whenever I'm not home, even though I've been home a lot of the time, but just to, if she needs me for anything. And so she texts me that one of the doctors that works under the surgeon, she's been in touch with, actually an NP, who, like, is very knowledgeable and expert in the medications she has to be taking now. She's on a lot of medications, and specifically the pain management. So he suggested, based on what she's been telling him over the last few days, tonight, he suggests that she gets one of these patches, Lycodane, something like that.
Lycodane.
So she was getting this when she was in the hospital, right, after the surgery.
Lidocaine,
that's what's called, lidocaine. So I thought it was a prescription thing, but apparently it's not. It's over the counter. And he said that she should get one. It might help a lot. So she texts me. This is about Chvesnish. It's like the dancing started about 8:45, 8:50. And this is about 9:35, 9:40. She texts me that he suggested that I get this. But she's like, don't worry. You know, obviously I don't want you to leave senior dinner. But if you're leaving anyways, Target's open till 10. They have it there. And if not, get it for me in the morning, it's fine. So the tanzing, I feel, is very important to be with the guys. Also, I missed senior trip this year. I wanted to be with the guys. I usually stay till the end of the dancing. And I saw this was towards the end of the dancing, but it wasn't over yet. We were just getting into do some slow songs and then a little more fast. There are probably about 15 minutes left of dancing about at this point. And so first I text a few chevra to see if anyone could quickly go get it. And no one was able, which is fine. I mean, whatever it was. And I thought it was my daughter, but my daughter was babysitting somewhere. I don't know what the place is. So then I saw if I keep on texting people to see who could go get it, Lamaisa, it's going to be past 10. They're not going to be able to get the Target. Target closes at 10. So Lamaisa, you're mavatal everything else for your Eishes Chayil. So I run out of senior dinner. It is what it is. The guys will understand if they even realize that I wasn't there in the last 10 minutes. And I run to my car, hoping that I'm going to get there in time. This is already about 9:45 at the White Shul. And I get into my car to get to Target. And I get there, mamish, there. I see, I park, and they're starting to close down, but I get in. And I'm running, I don't know where the pharmacy is in there, I don't know where the stuff is in there, I've never been in this, even though they open this Target, like, right around the corner, I don't know anything about it. My kids, like, love to go all the time, you know, Target, I don't know, it's like an amusement park or something, I don't know what goes on at Target. But, you know, I know all the time, like, we're going to Target, what are you doing? We're just going, like, we're going. Anyways. So I run in there. Fine. I'm looking around. This guy, and I have one of these workers there telling me, they see me, the place is closing down, registers are closing in a couple minutes. I don't even have the product yet. I don't know where I'm going. I ask them, I finally find it, I go. I'm like, Okay, and of course, then it says, you know, you buy two, you get five. I'm cheshbening, should I get two? I'm like, I forget. You know, I'm a yid. You have to cheshbening. So I'm like, forget it. I just got to get one. I'm gonna get locked out. They're not going to even take me at the register. And I'm getting fines. I get it. And I have another guy telling me they're closing the registers. Okay, I get close to the register and I go into my pocket and I see, I have no wallet. Often I have no wallet. That's another story for another time. I like, well, yeah. I don't buy things. I don't do it. Lameisa. Some people say, oh, you need your license. Okay. Whatever it is. I don't like carrying things. I don't like having things in my pockets. That's just how I am. So I'm holding this thing, this lidocaine, and I have no wallet. And I see it's 9:58. Target's closing at 10 o'clock. And what is it? Baruch Hashem. You know, we as Yidden have the schus that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters wherever we go. It's an amazing thing. So I didn't even flinch. It wasn't even like a cheshbon, like, oh my God. Like, I mean, the first second I didn't feel my wallet. I was like, oh my gosh. But right after that, I see this young couple that's checking out by the self-checkout over there. So without even like an... Yeah, like immediately, I just run over to them. They thought I was probably crazy. I'm sweating because I just danced for the last 45 minutes. I'm in a suit, sweating. I ran over. I'm short of breath. I could hardly get the words out of my mouth. They thought I'm some mamish meshugana. But I knew it wasn't going to even be a shiloh. Like, it wasn't even like, perhaps. I just say to them, listen, I say, you think I'm crazy. My wife just had surgery. I need to get this for her. I have no wallet. Could I sell you the money? And like, Miyad, like, of course, wasn't even, like, but I knew it would also be Miyad. It's not even a shayla that immediately that it would be, of course, it would be our tchus. Like, not even a question. And whoever it was, I knew that it would be every single year, 100% of the time. It's not even a shayla. And they take the thing, and I get their number, and they pay for it, and I text my wife. I don't know how to Zelle or any of these things either. I don't have it, so I text my wife to do this. She's in her bed, like, suffering, and I'm like, tell her to Zelle the money, whatever. And I take this guy's number. He didn't even have his phone there. His phone was in the car. I'm like, and I voice note him just to let me know that he got it. And he got it. He says, and I'm thanking him. And he's like, what are you thanking me? Thank you for giving me this list. And it was just this feeling like, Mikam Chayisrael, you know, you're a Yid. It wasn't a shayla what to do and who would do it for me. Like, of course. And it's like the biggest chus in the world. To walk around and know that we have literally thousands of people by our side wherever we go that are there for us. There's nothing like it. There's really, really nothing like it. And, you know, it connects so much to everything we spoke about last week. And realize that's, you know, we come together every Thursday night, every Erev Shabbos Kodesh to learn Torah. That Keshesh HaKayama, that relationship we have with every Yid, it's not just, I'm a Jew. It's a Jew it's based on Torah. That's what keeps us together. That's what we are. V'yichi Yisrael Negedar Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We're not Lev Echad Ke'ish Echad like the other nations. By the Mitzvah, it says they're Lev Echad Be'ish Echad by Lev Echad Ke'ish Echad by Chris Yamsuf. Because they have certain times in their life that they're brought, if they're Echesnesh, if you have tonight, I don't know where the game is, it's a hockey game tonight, a big hockey game. And the Stanley Cup Championships game, as we speak right now, we're here learning Torah. Other people are on a mailing, behind my mailing. But anyways, Lameisa. So there, the whole stadium is together, cheering on. Lameisa, the same guy, they wouldn't look at each other in the street. But they have a common cause that brings them together for a moment. Because it's B'lev Echad, there's an emotional oneness that brings a Kish Echad, looks like we're one. We're Ish Echad, we're one. And therefore, we're Levechad. Therefore, we have an emotional connection. Why are we Ishachad? Because we have one Torah, and we have one Tat in Hemel. And we're all one. And it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Mikam Chayisrael. It's a schus. Shmak V'yirchad. Shmak V'yir. So let's learn Torah. Let's learn what brings us together. You know, I always feel that this Shabbos Ba'Leischa, is like the Shabbos that is the beginning of the summer. Happens to be, it's the beginning of June. And Parshas Nosso is always the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, is the Shabbos right after Shavuos. That's really some level of continuity of Shavuos, continuation of Shavuos, and you're still connected to Shavuos. And it's like you're finished and it's the summer. And a lot of us already are transitioning into different avodas, like, you know, certain yeshivas are ending, certain college ending, going into my summer. So this always, you have to live with the parashas, no shayla, this Therefore, then this parish is what has to prepare us for the summer. And the summer has its challenges. Summer has its challenges. The summer often has lack of the same structure. The summer often, obviously, the taivas are raging everywhere when it comes to Shemir Sinayim, when it comes to other inyanim. Atzlus, laziness. There's all different types of challenges. All different types of challenges the summer brings. And there have been people... Come. Listen, I don't know. You can come take. Might as well, he's not here. I don't know. Are he's coming? I don't know. Okay. Zev, come, take. Bring your chair right over here. So summer has all these challenges, so many challenges. There's no shayla that the parasha prepares us for these challenges. Chaver just walked in. You missed an incredible story. Mikam Chayisrael. You got to remind me after you got here. But anyways, no. Oh my. Okay, they'll listen. Okay, you will listen when you enter. So let's learn. Because I believe deeply this is the parasha that prepares us for the summer and all the challenges of the summer. But before we get to the parasha and something I want to share that Mamish I learned a few days ago and I can't stop thinking about it. It's Torah from the Yigur to Kalev and then look at Bnei Yisoschar. You know, there are times that are very inspiring to us. There's certain Kedushas Hazman, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yontif. But the truth is, tzaddikim are able to live above all of that. Tzaddikim are able to live in a time where every day is full of chizik. Every day is full of kedusha. We see there's a famous, beautiful kedushas Levi. We've said over here probably before. You know, there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that says that the bris of Avraham Avinu was on Pesach. But then there are other deos that bring down it was on Yom Kippur. How could it be? Sounds like a machlokes and metzias. How do you have machlokes and metzias? But it's similar to a Zohar. The Zohar brings down, this is the machlokes when the brachos were given to Yaakov Avinu, the Yitzchak. Were the brachos given on Pesach or Yom Kippur? Both were machlokes, Pesach and Yom Kippur. And we know the Shtei, he brought Shnei Gidei Ezim, he brought the goats. Were those goats connected to Sar LaHashem and Sar LaHazazel? Or were they connected to Chagiga? And the Karban Pesach. So was it Pesach or was it Yom Kippur? So comes the Halakha of Kedushas Levi. And Kedushas Levi says, Eilu v'eilu divin l'chaim. What do you mean, Eilu v'eilu divin l'chaim? Either it's Pesach or Yom Kippur. Those are not the same days. So he says something incredible. He says, Vada, before Matan Torah, the tzaddikim were able to tap into all the shefa of Yontov on any particular day. And on the same day, could be the koyach of Pesach, the koyach of Kippur, the koyach of Shavuos, the shefa, the influence, the ruchnis of that day. And therefore, the same day was Pesach and Yom Kippur. Acher Matan Torah, when those days are established in the Torah, particular days, it's not in the same way. This is what the Kedushas Levi says. You know, it's like how, even Mamish today, my wife, we were outside, and there's this little table that's been outside for like 2 weeks. Like one Shabbos, or Shavuos, I brought it outside, and we were sitting outside on the lawn, and had it put some drinks on, Nechvesnish or something, I don't remember what it was. And it's been still, you know, it's been there since, because that's how I do things, unfortunately. And she's like, Arya, you gotta put this away already, you know? It's been sitting here for 2 weeks, and friends, why don't you put it away? So you say, sure, okay, no problem, right away. It was the first time she asked me to. It wasn't like I was told, you know. I just wanted to make that clear. So immediately, I said, Vada, immediately. These days, anything she says, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, Lamaiza, always also. Don't forget, Chavra, it's a married Chavir tonight. Anyways, and the Chassin, you're preparing, we got to give you lessons of life. So Lamaiza. Then, of course, Shandy says to me, while she's at it, I don't know, that's how it goes with women. Once one thing, it's all snowballs. She's like, you know when the menorah you have out? Why is the menorah still out? I have a menorah. It's on my shelf. You can see by the bookshelf, the menorah. She's like, why is the menorah still out? Can you put away the menorah? I'm like, Shand, you know, I got to think about Hanukkah always. You remind me of Hanukkah. She's like, Arya, you had it out from Purim. You didn't use that Hanukkah. Use that Purim. That's not your Hanukkah menorah. You use that Purim. I'm like, you really think I remember Purim? So I said, Taki, you're right. And the emes is the Bnei Sosker brings down, we know here, that Purim's Kailal all the Yamim Tovim. Right? That's why we try here always. We shake Lulav, we have Chanukah Menorah, we have the fires of Lag BaOmer, we have Kola Yom Tovim here, Yom Kippur, we have the Kittel, we have Shofar, Shalashim Kailos, we're Kailal Kola Yom Tovim. Then Yisrael brings down about Purim. But the Emes Tzaddikim are able to tap into Yontif. Always. And it's a little bit different Bizman HaZeh, Achar Matan Torah, and usually this, but even Bizman HaZeh on some level, we could tap in, and Yom Tovim are days that elevate us in such beautiful ways. So this week, we could tap into a Yontif as well. What Yontif could we tap into? If you live with the Parasha, the Parasha is Pesach Sheni. Parashas Baal Yischo has Pesach Sheni. And there has to be a reason that we're learning about Pesach Sheni right now. It's not Pesach Sheni now. Pesach Sheni was a few months ago, but we're going to learn about Pesach Sheni. If we learn about it, it's Kilu, we're living it. Chazal tell us that even though Bizman is that we can't bring karbanos, when we learn about the karbanos, Kilu, we bring the karban. Kilu or makr of the karban. So too, when you learn about a yontif, it's Kilu, you're celebrating the yontif. So right now,
menorah
also, right? But let's be honest, that's a menorah. I should have said, Taki, you're right. I had to tell that to my wife. It has to be out for Shabbos. It's very good. Right. It's good. Okay. I didn't put it away. It's still there. Lamaisa, we have to tap into Pesach Sheni. We have to tap into Pesach Sheni and all the koyach of Pesach Sheni. There's something obviously to it. If these, if this parasha has Pesach Sheni, something we have to learn about Pesach Sheni that I believe strongly is the key to our atzlocha through the summer. And I want to share you, Chevra, a Torah that I saw in the Igre Dekal I've never seen before. It's amazing. I love Torah so much. I mean, not just because of what I'm about to say, but it's like, you know how many times I've learned about Pesach Sheni? Because Pesach Sheni is one of the things you learn about Leishcha. And Pesach Sheni, you also learn about Pesach Sheni, right? So twice a year, you're learning Pesach Sheni. And you're reading the same psukim over and over and over. And every time, you see new ideas, new yesoides. New mamish yesoides, you yesoides of life. Because the Torah ain't so. It's chachma lokis. It's not like any other chachma. It's so beautiful. And it's like, how did I never see that before? It's like, how did I never see this pshat? How did I never see this Igur Dekala? It's life-altering. Life-altering way to look at Pesach Sheni, but also with a message I think that's so important to each and every one of us. Let's listen to the Igre Dekala. So we all know the Pasuk. We all know the Pasuk. Were these Anashim, these men who were Tameh? Why were they Tameh? Big Machloikas, were they Tameh because they were carrying the Kivrei? They were carrying the bones of Yosef Atzadik. They were carrying the bones of Nadav Aviv, it was a Meis Mitzvah, the Shol Vel Tzofa, and a lot of different deyas. Chevra has learned the Gemara in Sukkah. So we all know the famous words, Lamani Gara. Why should we be held back? Why should we abstain? Why should we not do this mitzvah? The passion, the excitement, the desire to serve Hashem, that Pesach Sheni has with it. All these messages, the message of second chances. That even if you fall, you can get back up. Not the first time, the second time. All these are important messages for the summer. But if we spoke about any of those, it would be important. But listen to this, a new Yisoid. Let's read the Pasuk and listen to this. Yomar Anashim Hema, I love. These men said to him, Anachnu Tameim Lenefesh Adam. We're Tameh Lenefesh Adam. To the soul of Adam. Now if we reference that, if we cross-reference that, and we analyze that and contrast that, with the answer, listen to the answer, and you all have a question that maybe we've never thought about before. I've never thought about it before. I'm just fast forwarding for a moment to the answer. V'daber Shem Moshe Lemer, Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemer, Ish Ish Ki Yat Tamei LeNefesh, O B'derech Rechoka, and so on and so forth. Hashem says back, so any person that's Tamei is going to have a Pesach Sheni, right? Ish Ish Ki Yat Tamei LeNefesh. What did they say? Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. We're Tomei Lenefesh Adam. They say, not just Lenefesh Adam. And Hashem says back, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, Ishish Ki Yeh Tomei Lenefesh. He leaves out the word Adam. Interesting. Every letter in Torah is precious. There's something to this. Why did they say Lenefesh Adam? In the answer, it's left out. Adam, it's number one. Second of all, where do we have a similar parsha in the Torah to Pesach Sheni? Where else, Chaver? What do you think is a very similar? Oh, excellent. So Gedalia comes back. Baruch Hashem, it's chus that we have Gedalia. Benoy Slavchad is very similar to Pesach Sheni, right? Another place in the Torah where you had mitzvos that were, and you had a way of life, and there were tzaddikim, tzikanios who didn't wanted more, and they wanted more ruchnis, and because of them, there was halacha was altered somewhat, right? In both cases. But what's interesting was if you look by Benoy Slavchad, you look at Benoy Slavchad, what do you find? You find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he answers them, he answers them specifically. Zeh ha-davar she-tziv Hashem livno slavcha. I mean, they have a question. We want a Yerusha. We want land because we're going to lose it. We're women. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh ha-davar she-tziv Hashem livno slavcha. L'tov beinayim. This is what's going to be good for you, to only marry into your tribe. And he spoke specifically to Benoy Slavchad. Here, these Anoshim that were Tomei, they have this issue. Lama Nigara. They want to be Makriv Karban Pesach. Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Not Daber El the Anoshim Tomeim. Doesn't he answer them specifically? He gives like some klal, some rule for all Dairus and Netzach. Which is not necessarily what happened by Benoy Slavchad. It was like a Horash Shal. Tell Benoy Slavchad, this is what you will have. Why the difference? Why the difference? So listen, Chavra, you ready? We're going to develop something in a whole different world to look at Pesach Sheni. The Zohar tells us in Parshas Tazria, you went to the mikveh? I didn't call you, I didn't tell you. Okay, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. You have to learn the Zohar. Hey, look at Rav Shimon. It's close to Yagin Elena. This is in Parshas Tazria, that there are many different ways that a human being is called. Adam, Gever, Enosh, Ish. All those means a man, a person. Gadol Shebekulam. Of all those names, the greatest one, the one that refers to a Tzadik Yisrael Olam, is which name? Adam. Hashem created Adam b'tzalmo. So an Adam is b'tzalmo l'kim. Adam is mamish, the image of the Rabbanu Shalom. Ki b'tzalmo l'kim asas Adam. V'lo k'siv gever enosh ish. It doesn't say b'tzalmo l'kim. It doesn't say v'yivre l'kim as enosh b'tzalmo, ish b'tzalmo. So Adam, the Zohar says Adam is a tzaddik. Adam is the highest level. You know what they were saying the following? Before we explain, one more. There's a Yerushalmi in Brachos, very famous, that when Rebbe was Nifter, when Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Nifter, they were machriz that there's no kahuna today. There's no kahuna today. What do you mean there's no kahuna today? This Gemara teaches us in Tosfos, in Yevamos, in Tosfos, in Ksuvos, and says this, and we don't pask in this kalacha, but seem to be then, that what? Kivrei tzaddikim ein matamim. That Rebbe was nifter, so there's no kuna. What does it mean, no kuna? Not the no kuna. The normative halachos that a kohen can't become tamei were put to the side because he was such a tzaddik and kivrei tzaddikim ein matamim. So you could become tamei. A kohen could, you know, become tamei. You know, ein kivrei tzaddikim ein matamim. You could be near the dead body of Rebbe. So comes on the Hilgig with the Kala. By the way, don't pass. Bizman is that we don't pass in that. I'm a kohen. I'm supposed to be a kohen. I don't walk into cemeteries. I don't walk in Badana cemetery, but I don't go into Kibbutz Adikim. But it is even. But it seems to be. I saw in Tzvarim that in the earlier years in Eretz Yisrael that many were knowing like this. Actually, the Kibbutz Adikim made a matam. There are some yechidim that hold like this, and definitely, yeah, you hold like this. What's going on? Rabbina's mitzarif it sometimes. No, I mean he held for various reasons. Why Reb Shimon. Marsapela, I hold Marsapela. I go into, but that's okay.
But Marlach Pela, because there's a lot of tzirufim. Marlach Pela, you have a lot of tzirufim, for you. We don't know exactly where they're buried. There's a double cave, so the tumma doesn't really go up because it's a tefach, at least much more of space, which if you learn the halacha, so a lot of you mitzdarf, a lot of reasons, many poskim hold you could go into Marlach Pela. One of them is kibbutz yidigim minim tamim. So it's still used as a tziruf with other reasons. And but by itself, most of us don't pass in kibbutz yidigim minim tamim, but there is such a concept. It's a Yerushalmi brachos. So it comes with the Kalalas and Chevra. Obviously, it's machlokes, different deos, but why were these people tamei? Let's say they were tamei to Yosef HaTzadik. Let's say they were tamei to Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu were Sadikim. Moshe and Aaron said they were greater than them. Okay, they made a mistake. Ein Sadik Marshal Yechta. And if you read some of the Mefarshim, their mistake was Bekroive Akadish. They were like on the highest level of Kedusha, actually. They were much above this world, some explain. So you go with those deos. Comes to Gutal, you know what they're saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? They're saying, what's the lashon? Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam, like the Zohar. We're tamei lenefesh adam, we're tamei to tzadikim. So if we're tamei to tzadikim, tzadikim ain't a matam. We could bring Pesach. What were they saying? They weren't saying, we want to bring a Pesach Sheni. We want to bring a Pesach Rishon. We're not tamei. Listen to how the Gutal reads. Guess what? The Gedaral has an opinion. They brought Pesach Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, you're right. You were, and it could be the reason we don't hold Kiryat Tzadikim in a Matam B'zman Zeh, because we're not sure who a Tzadik is, who's not a Tzadik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef Tzadik was Vada Tzadik, not Vida, but Vada Tzadik. Who are we to know who really is a Tzadik on such a level? Rebbe, you don't know, he was really a Tzadik. But we're not ones to understand, to know. And that's why it's they're saying Lenefesh Adam. And the answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back, he uses this as a spark plug, not answering them to have a Pesach Sheni, but Vayedaber Shem Moshe Lemer, Daber B'nei Yisrael. By the way, now that we're allowing them to have Pesach Rishon, Daber B'nei Yisrael, tell the rest of B'nei Yisrael, that's in a certain circumstance where they're Tamei. Ish ish ki yeh Tamei Lenefesh. If you become Tamei Lenefesh, meaning not Lenefesh Adam, but if you become Tamei Lenefesh to a non-Tzadik, and you're actually Tomei, you're going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But they actually brought Pesach Rishon. And the reason, by the way, I saw in the Tzvil Tzedek, a Pirush on the Igre Dekala on the bottom. Why it doesn't say this explicitly in the Pesukim? Because it doesn't want to get into, it would be a big machlokas, who's a tzaddik, who's not a tzaddik, and Hashem was already passing that. It didn't want it to be beferish in the Torah in such a way, because it would lend its way to much machlokas of who's a tzaddik, who you tell me to, who you not tell me to. But l'maisa, the Igre Dekala, the Vehilu B'nei Sosma, said they brought a Pesach Rishon. They brought a Pesach Rishon, because it's Kibri Tzaddikim Eina Metamim. Amazing Yisod, amazing way of looking. And Pesach Sheni is only if you were Tamei to a non-Tzaddik. An incredible read in the Pesukim. So you have to explain why are they saying Adam. You have to explain why the Eibishter is talking El B'nei Yisrael, but not like Babinos Lavcha to the Tameim. Such a beautiful, beautiful Torah. We stop there just to learn Torah, just to appreciate the depth in Torah, appreciate every word in Torah, appreciate it. Mamishin. Yisod Yisod. But I think there's a deeper message here. And there's a reason we're learning this now. What is the reason? What is the tam ledavar that kibra tzedikim ain't a matam? What is the reason? Why would that be? So to understand that, we first foremost have to understand why is a guf tame? Why is the body tame? The avi avos atumah is a dead body. Why? Which tumah we look at as a negative, obviously. Something we stay away from. What makes it tame? So I think it's very pashut. Each and every one of us is made up of a guf and a neshama. And sadly, often we're so in touch with our guf and not in touch with our neshama. Our neshama is a chilek olakami mamamish. Our neshama is our essence. Our neshama is who we are. Our neshama is our meaning, is our purpose, is our spiritual entity. Our guf is a physical body, which is a home, a house for the neshama, which is necessary to be alive in this physical world. What is death? What is death? Death is the separation of the neshama from the guf. And therefore, what is the guf left with? The guf is left with Bli Neshama. That's a physical entity, Bli Neshama, without its chelek alokis, without its chelek alokami malmamish. The guf is 6 feet under. And therefore, that's the most tame thing in the world. Because that we want to stay far, far, far away from. We want to stay far, far, far away from anything that's lacking godliness. From anything that doesn't have a chelek alokai in it. Sometimes you're in certain places, wherever they might be, we don't have to name them, or surrounded by certain people, and you just feel, it's like, you feel it's wrong, it's bad, it's schmutz, it's because you feel a lack of godliness where you are. You just feel it. That's tumah. It's tumah. You want to be, we as Jews want to be constantly connected to godliness, constantly connected to Eved Zarah, constantly connected to Rabbi Neshama. A guf Bli Neshama is a lack of chelek alokami ma'al, and that's what makes it tumah. We have to remember that. But what about a tzaddik? A tzaddik is somebody who's not just somebody who learns a lot of Torah, and not just someone that davens a lot and davens well. A tzaddik is somebody that's mekadesh every single element of their life. A tzaddik is somebody that their fingers, their toes, their knees are doing Ratzon Hashem. Every moment. The way they eat, the way they play ball, the way they sleep, the way they interact, every moment. Thus is a tzaddik. It's a Talmud Chacham, it's someone who knows a lot of Torah. And usually, hopefully they go hand in hand, but not always. A tzaddik is mekadesh everything in their life. Every moment in their life. I had the schus this past Tuesday night to be with Had tzaddik Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, Shlita. It's a tzaddik Yisrael Olam. Every one of us, I'm sure, have seen Rav Tzvi Meyer. He's been by Rav Tzvi Meyer. You see him, you know he's a tzaddik. You know, you feel it. You feel tzidkus. I don't know him. I say, he knows a tremendous amount of Torah. I don't know his level of Torah compared to other people I know. I don't know. I don't know yes. I don't know no. I have no idea. I don't know. But what I know is I see him and you feel him and you know you're in the presence of a tzaddik. And what it is every drop of his, every bone of his body, every artery, every vein, everything is mamish kirbus elokim. It's unbelievable. I had the schus to daven meirv with him this past Tuesday night. And I'll tell you, it was the best and worst meirvs of a long time. It was one of the best meirvs because you're standing next to him. I literally stood right next to him. Right next to him. And I'm mamish, it's like there's a certain fire, but on the other hand, I was like, I couldn't not watch him the whole time. So it's like, I can't explain how it was like the best and worst at the same moment, but it's just, you watch a yid who every word, every moment is, it's like either on fire with the Rabbi Yishol. And then you talked, and then Baruch Hashem had some time to talk to him, and he's the sweetest, warmest person in the world that you've ever met. And you feel like he's your best friend and will give you all the time in the world, even though he has 100 other people waiting to speak to him. And who he's never met before, but they're his children. And he's going to give them all, each. And he'll talk to you like you're the most important person in the world and give you all the time and feeling your pain and loving your simcha. And it's like you watch him, you feel every bone of his body was into the tefillah. He's mamish, he's davening Shemona Esrei, his hands are like flying, he's on top of his head, covering his face, clapping away. I don't, it was like, it was Kilo Mayna Ila, is his Meirav on a Tuesday night in Sivan. Mamish. How could you be, I struggle so much in davening. I struggle so much in davening. Yeah, I daven very well in Yom Kippur. I'll say I do, I daven very well in Yom Kippur. I davened very well. The day of my wife's surgery, I davened very well. On a regular day, I struggle tremendously. I try. I have some moments that are good, some moments that I struggle tremendously. I'm trying every day to get better at my davening. I want it. I understand it's important. To watch Rav Meyer, where every tefillah is kilu and the ilu of Yom Kippur. It's a tzaddik, because it's not even anymore. Every bone of my body is one with Hashem. I've been mekadesh my guf. Not just my neshama, my guf has become one with my neshama. The Nesivah Shalom, son of Rebbe, says such beautiful, a tzaddik could do this. You know, by Akedis Yitzchak. I live my whole life with Akedis Yitzchak. It's in my bar mitzvah parshah. Some of us should say it every morning. It's something very beautiful. And the Mesir Snefesh of Akedis Yitzchak. There's a pasuk there that's very strange. The Pasuk says, by when Avraham Avinu took the knife to get ready to prepare to shecht Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikachas amachelas l'shchod es beno." Avram sent his hand to take the knife to shecht his son. What's this lashon of vayishlach es yado? Vayikachas amachelas. Just say vayikachas amachelas. What do you mean vayishlach es yado? He sent his hand to take the knife. What's pshat? What's he sending his hand? Take the knife. That when you take it, you send your hand. What does that mean?
So comes and sees Shalom and he says, "Was Avram then supposed to kill his son?" Vadanish. No, and he didn't. Right. Eventually, the angel comes and says, "Kiyata yadati kiri lekimata, atishlach yevchal al nirvat aslumuma." Don't shecht him. He wasn't supposed to. The ultimate ratzon Hashem was not to shecht Yitzchak. It was to show that you were willing to. That was the nisayon. His body, the Tzvi Yisrael says, his body was so kadosh, his hand was so kadosh, that his hand knew it's not supposed to shecht his son. Because that was the ultimate ratzon. So he had to vayishlach Avram the other. He basically threw his hand, had to force his hand to take the knife. Because his hand was going against his brain. Because his hand, deep down, knew ratzon Hashem was not to shecht. So vayishlach, he like forced his hand to take the knife. He says, we see this as well by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone talks about Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock, right? Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings from a Gemara and Soto. And the Nesiv Shalom explains deeply what was real pshat. The Rechaim HaKadosh, I'll tell you. The Nesiv Shalom, it's really the Torah of the Nesiv Shalom based on the Rechaim. Basically as follows. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu really could have gone against the will of God in such a way. What happened? There's an Rechaim based on the Gemara and Soto that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beit HaMikdash. And if he would have built the Beit HaMikdash, it would have been the Beit HaMikdash never could have been rebuilt. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Never could have been destroyed. The Beit HaMikdash never could have been destroyed. And what would have happened? Kal Yisrael would have messed up as we did. And if the Beit HaMikdash, what do we know? Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of destroying Kal Yisrael, destroyed his home. But if his home was a home built by Moshe that couldn't be destroyed, what would have been destroyed? Kal Yisrael would have been destroyed. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael for our good. He was our Rebbe. He was our father. He loved us. His ultimate act of sacrifice was to not enter Eretz Yisrael. Because if he entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beit HaMikdash and we would have been destroyed. And that's why he hit the rock. Now, he didn't know that consciously. But his hand was so kadosh, he knew that Ratzon Hashem was that Moshe Rabbeinu would hit the rock so that he could be punished and not enter Eretz Yisrael. Even though Moshe didn't fully grasp that or understand that because it's beyond. And that's what Ziv Shalom says in Parshas Bereishis. He says both of these in Parshas Bereishis and a Torah by the Chet of the Adam, if you want to see it inside. Because both Moshe and Avram, their guf was so kaddish, they knew what was necessary to be done by Hashem, what was Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem was not to shecht Yitzchak. So Avram's hand didn't want to go. Ratzon Hashem was that Moshe should hit the rock, so that he couldn't enter Yisrael, and he couldn't build the Beit HaMikdash, so that we could be saved by destroying the Beit HaMikdash. These are tzaddikim. That's a Rav Tzvi Meir. But that's who each and every one of us can be and should be. And that's why Kivrei Tzaddikim ain't a metamim. You know why the goof of a tzaddik is not metame? Because if the whole tumah is based on a lack of kedusha because the neshama is gone, but if a tzaddik is mekadish his goof to such a level where everything we do is ratzon Hashem, the goof stays and inherently it has. It was impressed by the neshama and it stays kadosh even posthumously, after the death. And therefore Kivrei Tzaddikim ain't a metamim. And that has to be by each. We're learning that from Pesach Sheni, that Yisod. But that's the hachana for the heilige months of the summer. For each and every one of us. To be mekadish every element of life. In the summer, there are challenges. In the summer, we're involved often with more guy. We often have jobs, and we don't have the same seder yom, and we don't have as much in our day as of siddurim and learning, and not as much time with our rabbeim. And sometimes minyan's harder to get to. And there's definitely, like we said, there's definitely challenges when it comes to Shemir Sinayim. There's all different types of challenges, all different types of taivas, all different types of yetzaharas. But we have to make a kaddish ourselves that in every moment I'm with Hashem. We have to make a kaddish ourselves every moment I'm with Hashem. And every part of my body is with Hashem. So yeah,
If I have a job this summer, I have an internship this summer, that also is Kaddosh. That also my body is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I do it with the proper midos, and I don't get involved in conversations that I shouldn't be getting involved in. And my minyanim are minyanim no matter what, even if I don't have them said in the same way. I don't miss a minyan. And even if I have to structure my day to have the learning that I don't have structured, that I have, well, I'm going to structure it in such a way. And I'm going to have more interaction with my family, maybe more interaction with my parents, more interaction with my siblings, with friends, whatever it might be. And that's also going to be kadosh, because I'm a tzaddik, I'm an adam. Everything that I do is kadosh, and therefore there's no difference. There's no difference if it's a Tuesday night meir, if it's a summer, if it's a winter, if it's a Yom Kippur, if it's a Pesach. It doesn't matter, because I'm an adam, a tzaddik. Everything's kadosh. Everything's kadosh. And that's what Pesach Sheni was teaching us. There's no tuma. Everything's kadosh. Every element of my day, al pi Hashem yisva, al pi Hashem yachanu. Everything's al pi Hashem. When I'm traveling, when I'm growing, it's al pi Hashem. When I'm camping and I'm setting still a little bit, it's al pi Hashem. Everything's al pi Hashem. There are taivas. The Siva Shalom says the anon. When the anon came on top of us, we had to stop. You have to stop, and you're not flying. The anon is a cloud. It's a lack of clarity. A cloud means I'm not. It's not so clear. Correct. I say it's not so clear. It's when we have confusion. Sometimes we have confusion. We have confusion. What's right and wrong. We have a confusion. How much to learn exactly. We have confusion. Is it worth sacrificing for a minion here? Whatever it might be. I'm with my family on vacation. Confusion. That's the cloud. The anan. That's what we had entering the summer. We had a lot of clouds over the last couple of days, because a lot of people are confused. A lot of people are confused. And then there's an Aish. The Aish is the fiery temptation, the big taivas that we have. You walk around and you can't look up anymore. Not just if you go to the beach. Not just in New York City. On Central Avenue. You think you could look up anymore? In the summer? You can't look up. You look up, it's going to be a fiery taiva. We're normal human beings, normal men. It's a fire. There are taivas full of anan, taivas full of esh. What's the answer? Al pi Hashem yisuf, al pi Hashem yachanu. I'm a yid, I'm al pi Hashem. Everything is al pi Hashem. Everything. Not just my learning, my davening. My guf as well. The way I'm going to interact with everybody I interact with this summer. The way I'm going to act in a job that I have. Whatever it might be. I'm al pi Hashem yisuf, al pi Hashem yachanu. Hashem is by me side every moment. I'm a tzaddik, I'm an adam. My guf is kadosh, not just my nesham is kadosh. That's what the summer is to prove. Hashem alach, haguf shalach. My guf is shalach. And you have to just see, just know Hashem is by your side every moment. Hashem is by your side every moment. Just know it. Sometimes we have to just open up our eyes a little more. You know? You have to find it in the Bikovei to the Torah and Tefillah. That's how we were reminded of it, but we have to have it in every element of our life, in our guf as well. You know, I was thinking about the story earlier. Actually, 2 days ago, whatever. Well, I got a text, a very disturbing text. We'll work on it. Amir Tashem will be matzliach. The David. One of my Talmud, who's a senior this year, and he sent me a text that he decided he doesn't want to go to yeshiva, he doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael next year. He didn't go into any reasons or anything. I didn't want to get over it over text or voice note. I said I want to meet with him in person. And he was away for a few days, hopefully, and then maybe tomorrow, hopefully we'll sit down. I want to talk to him and understand, but it was... And hopefully Bez Hashem will help him understand and have the clarity. He's in an anan right now. He's in an anan. He's in whatever that confusion is. How important that time is. Everybody here could attest to how important that time in one's life is. To be in Eretz Yisrael, to be the Avir, the Ara, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Torah, the Kedusha of free of other responsibilities, to build the foundation of who we are, just to remember who we really are. So it reminded me of a story. Years ago, I had a Talmud who didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, who didn't think he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and this was already before senior year. And his father was very concerned. His father was very upset about it. His father called me while I meet with the kid. It was in the summer before senior year started, in between 11th and 12th grade. And he wanted already to start working on it. I said, don't worry, I'll work it out. Plenty of time with him. No, I need you to talk. He says, sure, no problem. Be with him. Send it, you know. So he came over, and we had a long talk. It was a somewhat successful talk. It was a good talk. He was very open-minded. But it didn't get it. By the end of the talk, he wasn't ready to say, okay, for sure, I'm going, which I didn't expect. It was fine. This was early on. Again, we have a lot of time. It was just an initial talk. helping him understand why it's so important and what he could gain and what he could grow and how all the things he thought he'd lose out on, he won't lose out on. He was definitely very macabre, wasn't ready to say yes or no yet, but it was a good talk. As he's leaving, another Talmud came over. He came to Esav, Mamish Emes Shavito. This older Talmud, who was back already a couple of years from Eretz Yisrael, came over. He came to talk about something, whatever was going on, something else. He came to talk, and he's walking in. So this one Talmud who's becoming a senior is walking out, and this other Talmud is walking in. So I look at they don't know each other. They were a few years off, and they're in different worlds. They didn't know each other at all. So I introduce them, and I say to the older Talmud, I say he's about to be a... I didn't tell him, he had no idea what I was meeting with him about, nothing. I say, Ploni, this guy, his name's Yaakov, it doesn't matter, more than that. I said, Yaakov's, you know, he's going to be a senior. You were a senior a few years ago, you know? The guy that was my share, Baruch Hashem, wonderful guy. I say, give him some eitzah for senior year. What would you tell him? There's one eitzah you can give him for senior year. And he thinks to himself, he might have stopped and thought. And he looks at this kid. He says, the only eitzah I can tell you is, no matter what, make sure to go to Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. That's what he tells him. I ask him to give him for senior year. He ignores that completely. Maybe he meant to say his year of senior year was a complete bust. I don't know. But Lemaisa, that's his eitzah, is make sure to go to Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. He had no idea that this guy was just over. And the last, I look at him, I'm like, I promise you I didn't say a word to him. Yeah. He had no idea. I look at him, Ariel, I'm like, the guy's Ariel. And I'm like, Ariel, did we talk at all? Nothing. This is what he tells the guy. I looked at the guy and said, okay, you have your answer. Stop thinking so much. That's it. This is a closed book. We'll just figure out which yeshiva you're going to. You can't ignore the Eibush during this. Yeah. I called his father right after. I told him the story. I said, I don't know why you sent him to me now, because I never, like, this is not something I would deal with after 11th grade, before 12th grade. Like, I have the whole year and I'll slowly work on it. Don't worry. That's what I told you. But something, Eibush wanted you to send him right now, because I got to tell you, and it was, and Baruch Hashem, and he went to Eretz Yisrael and he loved it and he grew and Ben Taira. Baruch Hashem. So that's, you know, it was. I'm just thinking about the story because it's the other guy who didn't want to, who says right now in text that he doesn't think he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Halavai Bez Hashem, he will. But Lemaisa, in stories like that, it's so clear, Yad Hashem. It's so clear to see Hashem. Sometimes we have to open our eyes a little bit more. Sometimes we have to find him. So if I find him, if I can't find him in my life, I have to find him. I find him in the Torah, the beauty of Torah. I find him in my tefillos. I find him in opening up my eyes a little bit wider. But find him. And when you find him, it's al pi Hashem Yisuv, al pi Hashem Yachanu, then everything I do could be with Hashem. And then my neshama could be kadosh, my guf could be kadosh. And we'll see each and every one of us. We'll have a summer full of chizik, a summer full of asoris, a summer that's full of growth. Every moment should be full of growth. We don't, meaning, it's not like, oh, this is, how do I get through the summer without falling? If you have that attitude, Hashem Yirachim. I'm going to grow this summer in different ways. I'm going to work on, and how? Because I'm an Adam, because I'm a Kaddish Degiyid. I'm a Tzaddik. My guf is Kaddish as well, so even if I'm involved in more Gashmias, my guf is Kaddish. Therefore, I should therefore have a Zimmer full of Simcha, full of Bracha. We'll be Zaychid as Hashem. You know, the summer also carries with it the 3 weeks in Be'er Masarim, but this year, in Hapachu, it's going to be days of Simcha, days of Bracha, Mi Yagon Lo Simcha, the Gula Shleim, the Biz Mashiach, the Meher, the Amenu.